On this 312 day, Nick and I are chatting about our trips out to the west suburbs, including Alter Brewing and Workforce. And then we get into some breaking beer news with Sean from Moore, starting his own brewery. All that and more on this week's episode. Dude, these last 3 weeks, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw. Yeah, we got this. Oh, peace, moose knuckle.
Oh yeah, you did that. Yeah. See, you're all over.
I forgot. Pictures, man.
Picture. Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And hopefully the audio is a little better. It was a little messed up last week. Sorry.
It sounded okay.
Yeah.
Was it bad? Was it messed up? It
wasn't up to our usual levels.
Fair enough.
Hopefully that's all fixed on this episode. But thank you for joining us as we dive into Chicagoland beer.
I was going to say, we're going to pistol whip the engineer if he fucks us up.
Whoa.
But, like, wait a minute. No, we can't do that. It's Brad. We can't do that.
And it's a beautiful 312 day.
Man, happy 312 day, Brad.
We really should be drinking cans of 312.
Yeah,
but
the beer that put Goose on the map? No? What did
I
it
don't
do
know.
For Goose?
It brought him a lot of money.
It was the cash cow.
For sure.
I think, like, at one point, like most beers, right, like 54% of all their beer sold was 312. To the point, I think that's what made them an interesting buy, right?
Yeah.
It was like they were killing it with this wheat ale from our guy who left to go to Fire Rabbit, and now he's in a brewery in Indiana. John Hall, no John relation. Hall.
Yeah. oddly named, John Hall.
Yeah, I think it's John. I want to say John J. Hall. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember your first 312?
My first 312? No, I do not. But probably at Sheffield's, and it had the, it probably still has the phone for the tap handle, right?
My first one was at Bucktown Pub on Cortland. There,
yeah,
like Cortland and Palina,
mm-hmm.
and went in there with a buddy who doesn't live in the States anymore, and he's like, "Oh, you gotta drink this 312," because he was in the graffiti 312 crew, so he's like, "You gotta do it," and so that was the first time having it. I do recall it being weedier than it is now. It's more like it's more mild than it was, but that could have been taste buds too.
Could be your taste change.
Because I know I've brought this up before, and they have said the recipe has not changed. They looked back.
That was, I remember when we did this show from Half Acre, and I remember thinking Daisy Cutter changed, and we're talking to Gabe, and he's like, no, and I'm thinking, well, I guess I changed, right? Like, yeah, the recipe did not change.
Right.
It's funny how
it's
that works.
It's you, not me. It's me, not them.
It's yeah, man. I remember like hanging out a lot at the Fulton, right? The crew that was there back when John Lafler was like the barrel program manager.
Uh-huh.
They brew so much 312 that they just called themselves the 312 dudes.
Damn. 312
dudes. They were making so much 312. I think that, and then they had, once they moved all that stuff out, I think 312 and the IPA,
right,
that allowed for like Sophie and Matilda to flood the streets. And
mm-hmm. Even if AB wouldn't have bought them, they were going to have to figure out something to do about 312, right?
Yeah, 312 is a monster. I mean, you know, yeah, like we said a couple episodes ago, locally, it's not the first thing we order, you know, if we see it on tap. But, I mean, there's something to be said for it as a legacy beer.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, yeah, in a lot of ways, it gave them a chance to really take over all 50 states and ultimately overseas. Mm-hmm. 312 had a lot to do with that.
If I do see 312 in a cooler of beers, like in the summertime, mm-hmm. mixed in with maybe some IPAs or whatever, I may go for the 312 just because, like, yeah, it's probably hot, I know what I'm getting, and I want something that I could just, like, refresh me versus, like, oh, here's a beer I can think about and enjoy. I just want to crush this can.
I hear that. Favorite part of 312 might just be the parties, right?
Yeah.
Like every year in the Barrel Warehouse, there's a huge concert. Last one I went to was Mayor Hawthorne.
Okay.
I love the party around it. 312 Green kind of came and went, right?
Yeah, it did.
And then, but Dry Hop 312 was the offering last year.
Right.
Yeah, in the killer black can. Black can, and it was matted, and it had a Chicago map, like, printed in.
Mm-hmm. And then, according to our Goose Island rumors, we should see some variants of 312 this summer.
Yeah,
right. So it'll be good. But we are not drinking 312, but we are drinking a very crushable beer here.
Yeah, man.
It is a workhorse because we're just working through it. The Lone Ranger Race Car.
Yeah. What is this? This is a Pils, man.
Yeah. This beer, it looks darker in the glass, but when you're pouring it out, it just looks crystal clear.
Yeah.
And I recently went to work for, so I'll dive into it here in a minute, but I didn't have this beer, and I saw it back in the cooler. I was like, I'm going to go with that. I felt like we hadn't had a Pilsner in a while. We've been on this IPA, this New England IPA kick for a long time. So
yeah, I love that you find a wide range of beers for us to get down with.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig that. Yeah, so I'm excited about seeing the Pils. Man. It's clean. It's easy. It's not offensive. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know how, like, you drink, what's that, Pabst? You drink PBR.
Mm-hmm.
And PBR just kind of upsets me after I swallow it, right? Like, it's just like this odd, lingering, kind of medicinal thing, right?
Okay.
Boozy thing. I don't like it. When I drink this, or a lot of local, small batch Pilsners, right? It just all feels good.
Yeah, you know? It feels good.
Front to back.
You know, it's not to be fussed about.
See what you did there.
So we're gonna knock back these cans. If you're out at Workforce or if you see these Lone Ranger race car cans, pick them up because this is a fantastic beer.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Cheers to those guys.
Mm-hmm. Which leads me into this past weekend.
Plainfield, huh?
I went out to Plainfield.
Man, out there.
Yeah, it's out there.
Man, like talking Joliet.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm.
Man.
I met up, my mom came out there, so we had a few beers, and yeah, just checked out the place again. I had went on their soft opening, and yeah, I needed to see it again. And it was busy.
I want to say they had a different home. Did it start as a homebrew shop, and then it kind of grew into what is a tap room now, right?
Yeah, and they have food trucks outside. There's still, I think, the homebrew shop around the corner.
Brew Works, maybe.
Yeah, and then there's the coffee place. I think it's Teardrop, I want to say.
A coffee joint out there?
Yeah, like in the same, like, it's not a strip mall. It's really just a warehouse kind of building.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was busy. Dogs and kids running all over the place.
Yeah.
I had one of their pale ales and then a couple samples of some other stuff. And yeah, they were good.
Right on. Yeah. I know the brewmaster out there, Brandon Wright, I believe his name is.
Mm-hmm.
They took a medal at Great American Beer Fest this year, and it was the image of the fest because he's like, you know, they got this newborn baby, and the wife's got the baby on the chest, and he's like handing the baby the medal. It was,
oh
man.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, dude, it was so good. Yeah, that was my favorite image of the whole weekend.
That's cool. But that was really my only stuff, but you were like two towns over. I saw a picture go up on our Instagram. You were out at Altar in Downers Grove.
Downers Grove. Hello. Got off on the wrong train stop, by the way.
Okay.
Because there's a Downers Grove train stop, and then there's one that just says Belmont Ave.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, clearly I want the Downers Grove one. Wrong.
No.
It was the Belmont Ave one.
Did you have to walk it? Or did
No, the cabbie drove by the other stop, and I'm like, oh, dude, what stop is this? He's like, you played yourself, old man. Yeah. So I was out at Altar for the Beer and Cheese. Beer and Cheese Social, Brad.
Okay.
Yeah. So we last saw the Altar Boys with out at City Barbecue in Downers Grove, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were doing like a little Chicago invasion, opening like five stores, one every month. And they try to have a local partner. Altar was a partner that day. That's the last time I saw the Altar guys.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So this was nice. Mark McDermott showed up, the Bironaut.
Bironaut.
He lives out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got to hang out with him. You know, he's telling me about the origins of Captain Marvel and how it used to be a dude. I didn't know that.
Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
Oh, Marvel. Okay. Yeah, I say he's Marvel. I was like, I don't know this Captain Marvel. He's like the best Marvel player in the West suburbs.
Who is Captain Marvel? You know what? But yeah, man, the Beer and Cheese Social. You know, they are in a strip mall. You know, like a lot of breweries, right? Mm-hmm. Industrial strip mall. I mean, but I'm trying to tell you, man, there's like a level of, I don't know, style, maybe just like they had a couple more bucks, but it just looks so polished and fantastic. Like, it's really one of the best spaces that it's one of my favorite spaces to be in.
Okay.
I just like the aesthetic in this joint. Oh, but the Beer and Cheese Social is actually in this back room that's not on the main taproom floor at all. So they kind of occupy, I want to say, like four or five, like, suites in the strip mall.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So you know, on the side of the bar, there's a small door, and then boom, there's this huge barrel warehouse, and that's where the party is.
Damn.
All right. Yeah. So I'm like, Alter's doing some big stuff, man. You know, I was out with the marketing manager, Adam, and he's telling me about, you know, yeah, they got a ton of red wine barrels, a ton of whiskey barrels. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they hooked up with the Great Cheese Society, right?
Man, that's got to be a good crew to be a part of.
I probably just made that name up.
How do you get into being in the cheese scene? Yeah. It's gotta be pretty good.
But dude, it was like but this crew that they hung out, this crew that they partnered with, like the cheese and give me a second. The Great American Cheese Collection. I was close.
Yeah, that's all right.
So apparently the Great American Cheese Collection is in the same building as Winer. What's that building called again?
The plant.
They're in the plant.
Okay.
So it's a local organization. So they brought like maybe 10 cheeses. And,
okay.
And Alter had like 4 beers on.
All right. So standout cheese. What was it?
Dude, I took a photo, man, because it was an orange.
Orange cheese?
It was orange. It was called the Red Leicester. Red Leicester cheddar. It was dark the way like.
Oh, okay. I was like orange. Like, sugar, yeah, okay.
It was dark the way like a sweet potato is dark.
Yeah,
orange,
okay.
Right? Like crazy dark orange. Go with the stout. That was my favorite pairing. Hmm. The ulterior motive, the IPA with the 3 pepper marble. That was really good. Boucheron. You know, they say my favorite beer was the Alto Porter, one of their flagship beers.
Okay.
Right. And they say Alto Porter with blue cheese. Not my favorite combo, but the Alter Porter was my favorite beer. It's a flagship porter, 6.8%. And I'm like, man, you're not really seeing that a whole lot.
Right? Like a porter as the flagship?
Right,
yeah, for sure.
Right. So I think there were 4 beers. One was a red ale, there was a pale, and then there was the IPA and the porter.
Okay.
And then you had like 10 cheeses, like Gouda, and then you had chocolate, right? And then you had like goat. Right. All these kind of cheeses. It was really good. It was a big turnout too.
That's good. Yeah, I feel like I saw a picture you throw up, and I was like, oh man, did no one make it out here? Maybe that was later or earlier on.
I was trying to get like, you know, this space is so dope. I tried to get like, there's like 4 levels of barrels. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, let me get this cheese with this mason jar, and let me shoot straight up and get all these barrels, you know? Yeah, it was impressive stuff, man. Talking to those boys, they haven't made any official announcements yet, but they're actually looking at like a second brewery in St. Charles, which is like, I don't know where St. Charles is. I know it's west of all.
It's not far from Penrose there.
Yeah,
in Geneva.
In Geneva. So it sounds like they're doing big things. They just signed with the distributor, and they're locked and loaded, man. And I think like clean, approachable, classic styles is their jam.
Okay.
The Alturo Motive. Double IPA was pretty good. Yeah, I actually left because we went to go see, we talked up Captain Marvel. So I'm like, well, dude, I need a 6-pack. So I got a 6-pack of the Ulterior Motive.
Yeah.
And then I got a barrel-aged brown ale.
Huh, called that Reverend sounds pretty
brown.
Good.
Yeah, it was like the stout of the brown ale. Okay. I'm like, give me the 7% barrel-aged and for 8 months brown ale.
Nice.
So roll with that. Yeah. Very cool stop. Cheers to those guys. And they take care of you too, man. I was wondering about like, well, what do? You get a cheese and you get cheese, you get beer. How many beers do you get? You know,
yeah.
You end up with like 5 full pours of beer.
Damn. Okay. Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And all the cheese you could consume?
All the cheeses and some charcuterie.
Oh.
Charcuterie.
Not too bad. Then so you took the correct train home.
Then I took the right train home. Mark got me back home, man. Yeah.
That's awesome. That sounds pretty good. It was funny seeing you posting that you were in Downers Grove since I was in Plainfield.
I noticed
they're really not that far apart.
Like 10 minutes later, I'm like, Brad's out here.
I should have went to Metal Monkey when I was out at Workforce. Uh-huh. They're really not that far from the Workforce spot, but I was just like, I gotta head back.
You're at a point where you're like, yeah, I've had a few, and what am I doing here?
Right.
Should I get back?
Right. Should I get back? Should I keep going? Like, yeah.
Because going back is a thing. It's like, it's an hour on the train. It took me an hour to get to you.
Yeah, I was, and I was driving.
See?
So.
Yeah. Galaxy and the Seven Seas was the Hoppy Red Ale from those guys. Centerline was the Golden Ale. Yeah.
Okay.
All really good beers, cool staff, fantastic space. And, yeah, learned about the cheese collection that's actually, you know, based right here in Chicago.
Right. At the plant. I've been thinking about trying to head to the plant. Sometime soon. Today, this weekend could be a good weekend since it's a St. Patrick's Day party weekend.
Jesus Christ.
So, might be a good plant kind of day. But although that's the South Side, so maybe that's the worst decision
South
I could make.
South Side Irish, man.
It's the real Irish. Oh, man. All right. So, you're out in Downers Grove.
Yeah, at Altar.
What else? What else you make it to? I know we skipped over some... barley wine drinking, right?
Man, BIL, man. Let's talk about the unstoppable. BIL? Barley wine is life. Oh. Let's talk about the unstoppable peace brewing, man. You know, I think we kind of get, you know, we get excited about peace. We get excited about Half Acre, right? It is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, but dude, so apparently...
Well, peace comes at you with the 1-2 combo. Like, sometimes I'm in the mood for the pizza, and sometimes I'm in the mood for the beer, and I always get both, but...
Yeah,
I'm going there because of one.
Right.
And so, yeah.
And, you know, they don't really, you know, they kind of casually mention these parties, right? Like, oh, yeah, we're having a barley wine party, you know, in a week. Come through. Right? Mm-hmm. So I go and, you know, it's a packed house. And, you know, I'm like, well, first of all, let me start with the guest drafts, Brad. Like,
what?
Because, dude, all right, so, you know, hop slams on tap and then, like, some you know, some good sours and, you know, like, oh, but then Behemoth Barley Wine is on. And then there's like Dragons from Half Acre. They got like seven because they don't list it in the menu, the drafts. So I'm like, you got to kick it to me. What's the drafts? You know, the guest draft.
Yeah.
And you kick me these seven drafts. I'm like, that's impressive because I've been to Dallas, I've been to Ballast Point and West Loop. They got like 100 fucking taps and no guest drafts.
Yeah, Ballast Point is, they're blowing it. It's like big time. Like, I don't know. I like the space. I like the Ballast Point beers, but they're just like, Chicago, we want some choices.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. So I'm like, here you are, you know, the most decorated brew pub this town's ever seen is like, listen, we got a pair, you know, so we'll go ahead and put seven, like, proper fucking guest drafts on.
Yeah, we're not worried about this competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's all love. I respect that.
Right.
You know? And then, oh, so one of the beers was Behemoth, which is Floyd's barley wine. So I'm like, man, out the gates, you got to give me this Moose Knuckle. And then you got to give me the Floyd so I can go back to back.
Okay.
And then I'll have the barrel-aged version.
Cool.
Yeah. So we saw our friend Jonathan Cutler, who's made an appearance on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, what's up with Camel Toe? He's like, you're like the third person that's asking about Camel Toe. He said they just haven't made it in 2 years. They don't really have... I didn't really know the reason. He's like, we really don't have a reason. We just kind of make it every once in a while.
Okay.
You know, it's like, we need that Camel Toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got Moose Knuckle.
Yeah, right? They go hand in hand.
Hey, so, coming to us about Moose Knuckle is amazing, first of all. The Floyd's version of Barley Wine Behemoth, really good. Like, I mean, in Floyd's fashion, like, hoppy as fuck, like big bitter hops.
Right.
Where the Moose Knuckle is like just nice and creamy and malty and all the things.
Right? More boozy. Robust.
Robust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, there's hot presence, but it's underneath all those other things. Where Floyd's is like, yeah, here's a hoppy American barley wine. Mm. Yeah. But the barley wine in barrels was even a step above that.
Okay, what barrels were they using?
Woodford Reserve.
Okay.
And apparently they only had what do you say? He's like, oh, no, we only got, there's not a whole lot.
He said three, so like three barrels or?
Yeah, something like that. Fuck, okay. I just had this on the tip of my tongue. He was like, dude, we got enough for like three kegs.
Three kegs, okay.
We got enough for three kegs, I'm sorry.
You would think we're drinking like barley wines here. from rocking, what's this, like the 5%? Pilsner?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
He's like, dude, we only got enough for three kegs.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was special, man. Woodford Reserve. It kind of reminded me a lot. You know, when you dial it in with the barrels just right, there's like that really cool, like natural coconut flavor that comes through, you know, with all the other like oak and booze. And I was happy, man. I was fucking happy, Brad.
Nice. Okay. I like the sounds of that. That sounds good.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was a good time.
All right. But that like kicked off your week. So like we started at the end here and then we kind of went back to peace. Where else did you hit up this past week?
And cheers to the good folks at Half Acre. I went to Balmoral.
Yeah.
So when I tag my photos on the iPhone, it says that Balmoral location is in Budlong Woods, Chicago.
Yeah, I think that was, or that is the neighborhood, or yeah, it's a little.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I was just thinking like Budlong Chicken, because there's a Budlong Chicken in Merchandise Mart. I'm in Merchandise Mart every day. I'm like, it's funny, it's Budlong Woods.
Right.
Yeah. I went to Half Acre just to pick up some stuff, and then I ended up just hanging out and hitting it hard. So got to see Raj.
Nice. Was he pouring?
No, Raj was running the show. He's like, you know, saying hi to folks. He's checking on the staff. He's like doing like everything.
Oh, because he was pouring last time I was in there. Mm-hmm. Whatever we were drinking, and I told him that beer wasn't very good, yeah. or something.
They had a 2.6%.
Yeah. I felt a little bad in retrospect. I was like, yeah, well, I don't really like it. Gotta keep it real.
I mean, you know, like what's the point in blowing smoke, right? They had a 2.6% mild on that I almost got. It was Friday night, so I was like, nah. Let me get. If I went with the sour, I went with the mixed culture, heavy jam and harmonic, which was like a sour with cherries. Mm. Yeah. And then I dove straight into Oren and something called Blood from the Moon.
Okay.
Which was very interesting, man. It actually reminds you a lot of that. Remember the witch beer we had? It came out around the
Tropical Witch,
Coconut haze with a little vanilla.
Okay.
This had the coconut, the haze, the vanilla, and rhubarb tea. That tea that they use in Jungle Book.
Oh,
it's like a dark African tea or something.
Yeah, the red African tea.
Yeah. The African tea. They use the tea. So we were kind of saying like, man, you know, this is cool because if you don't like IPAs, this is like the IPA for people who don't like IPAs.
Yeah.
Just like. It's like really nice, right? Like really nice and round and full, and you know, it's like all the bitterness is just kind of gone.
Nice.
So it's very drinkable.
Okay.
Yeah, got a little big hugs and left with a bottle of Oren.
Nice. Okay, that's a good beer.
Yeah, we slept on Oren last year. Kind of slept on it. Bought a bottle, thinking it was Benthic. Didn't know my names yet.
Okay.
And didn't really like it last year, but this year,
feeling it. Okay.
Money.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I remember picking up either you had brought in a bottle or I had also picked up a bottle. I don't remember how I ended up drinking it last year, but
yeah.
Nice.
Boozy cola, sticky, root beer a little bit.
Okay.
Man, just really nice. It's not a stout. It's like a strong ale, but it's, man, that beer's great.
Nice. Yeah. Cool. Anything else then you hit up over the past week?
Man, you know, I think that's it, Brad.
Peace, Half Acre, Altar.
Yeah.
It's not a bad run.
Yeah.
Man, we are making it out to the suburbs.
Dude, that felt good because, you know, I was like, you know, I was able to get some work done on that train. And I was dreading it the whole way. I'm like, man, I'm going to Downers Grove, man.
Yeah.
But then when I got there, I was like, dude, I'm glad I didn't miss this.
Oh.
You know? Yeah. And then it was seeing a packed house. You know, seeing how everybody came out and supported. And then apparently they had like a new homebrew, not a homebrew shop, a new bottle shop / tap room in downtown Downers Grove called Orange and Brew, right? Because they all went to Illinois, right? I think those are Illinois colors. And there was just a lot of excitement. Like there was a guy that my cabbie was telling me how excited he was about the joint because he's always dropping people off from Metro. And he mentioned another brewery in Downers Grove and he didn't know the name. And I'm like, you're not talking about that flapjack place we always joke about. And he's like, no, that's not Downers Grove. He said there's another brewery in Downers Grove that people get dropped off to that's really good.
Where's that? Oh, I have the old book.
Not the old book? It might be in there. It
might be in the old the old Beer Miscuous book. I need a new copy.
But yeah, that's the thing about like, you know, when you leave the city, man, and you go to these like basically small town USA, see how people, how jazzed people are about the thing in their town.
Yeah, Downers Grove. Is not really small town.
Okay, fine.
We have a jaded idea of small town. Like Naperville is fair. As big as some major cities in America. So.
I remember, I think one episode you were saying like, yeah, Naperville, Salt Lake City.
They're like close.
Kind of the same size. And when you put it in those terms, I'm like, you know what? I think I need to look at this differently.
Right, which Downers Grove is up there too. I don't know.
Well, shit, they got more than one metro stop.
Right. So you're big enough to have two metro stops.
Yeah, so maybe I should rephrase that next time we talk about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Emmett's. Was it Emmett's?
I believe there is an Emmett's.
There is an Emmett's, but that's, I don't know. Yeah, Suburbs West.
Right. Suburbs West, what do we got? Which is going to cover a lot.
We got Alter, Exit Strategy, Imperial Oak. None of these are DG. Blue Nose. No, I don't think it's in here, man.
Yeah, maybe it's too new.
Itasca. Yeah. Because I'm kind of curious, man. Like, yeah, we do the show every week, but, dude, there's so much that gets by us. There's so much, much going on.
Like, when we're talking to Josh from the Kankakee Journal, he says, you know, he tries to figure out, like, multiple stops when he goes somewhere. And knowing if there's two breweries in Downers Grove, you might want to hit both those up.
Yeah, Noon Whistles in Lombard, Missing Legends, which is now Whiskey Hill. That's in Westmont, Miskatonic's in Darien.
Right.
But yeah, I think the guy maybe just meant one of those.
Maybe, because Darien, isn't Darien like right there? I always forget.
Yeah, Darien's right there. Lombard's right there. Woodridge, which is where Skeleton Key is, that's right there. I think he just meant one of those.
Right, or even Moore. Moore's not in this book. So Moore's in Lombard too, right?
Moore's in Villa Park.
Villa Park. Mm-hmm. See? Yikes. All right. Anyway.
The nation of Chicago and the burbs.
Yeah. All right. So that was our past week.
Yes.
What do we got going on this weekend? What's coming up? I mentioned St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. So I think like the actual like official events are slowing down.
Right. So you may, unless you want to do St. Patrick's Day, may want to stay clear of any bar or brewery this weekend.
Dude, even the old even the old Chicago Brewers route, like as wild as we got, the one thing we did every year without hesitation was we're not running anything on St. Patty's Day. It's buck wild out here, man.
Yeah, so I'd be careful out there. Proceed with caution. But I'm sure there's probably a few events happening. There's a few things going on. I know Salamoth has two can releases happening this weekend. I think it's Thursday or Friday they get released. I'm blanking on that, but two can releases. The pretty small allotment, so definitely make it out there if you're interested in those. I've been seeing stuff post about that. I'm blanking on the names, and I'm blanking on if it's Thursday or Friday
God
they get released.
God damn it.
You can always count on Noon Whistle to have a new can release, usually Thursday.
I know quite a few people that are jazzed about Noon Whistle.
Gummies are good.
Tell me about it.
Not those gummies.
We're talking about the gummies from those boys.
Yeah.
Their gummy series. Because, you know, there's Abduction from, not that that's Haze, but every brewery has, like, this series, and they just run variants on it.
Right? For sure.
I mean, if we're doing an article on just beer
series
from breweries, how many are you gonna put above the gummy series at fucking Noon Whistle, right?
Yeah.
Like right now,
maybe you could put like the Daisy Cut or the Double Daisy series,
man,
that's right?
A legit series, man. The Capra and the Galactic Double. Right. That's good. Even like a Microphone has Imperial Bean Spirit, and it's like a bunch of twists on that.
And you got Bourbon County series.
And you got BCS series, right? But yeah.
Dark Secret. But then you get into the stouts. Like the Gummy
you're
series.
Stouts. You're
gummy,
stouts, yeah.
Gummy series is like IPA series. Like that's a little different.
It's a proper series.
Right. Anyone could do stout series.
And dude, I want to say they went down the lobby so that they could change the law so that when you pop their top, the whole top comes off.
Right.
So they now did. When you're making this hour long trek out there on that train, you got a vessel with, you know, you can properly smell your beer because the whole top's off. They did that for the commuter, man. In my head, that's why they did it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they did it for that, but the law was based on like a recycling the thing, like a trash thing. Because once you take a top of a beer, what do you do with this thing? Yeah. Or any kind of drink.
Normal can, you pop it and nothing comes off.
Right. So then when you go to throw it away, you're probably throwing it away into a recycling or a trash can. When you pop a cap, you're probably just throwing the cap on the ground.
You got this thing and you don't know what to do with it.
Right.
I got this cap. It came off my can. I don't know what to name it. Like, what do I do with it?
Right.
Right on. I just want to shout out this crew. Jeremy Teal, right? He's a guy who used to run the Plank Room. The Plank Room, I think you've been to it in Elgin.
Mm-hmm. And Suburbia.
Where I met him. He was he ran the Suburbia website, the blog that kept us abreast of things going out.
Yeah, here we are having to step up.
Yeah, man. And then there's an industry night this week, so I guess the place is going to open pretty soon. Riverlands Brewing out in the aforementioned St. Charles.
Okay.
Yeah. So Riverlands, they're having an industry night this week, which means they're going to go online soon.
Nice.
I don't know much about Riverlands, but it is a new brewery to the area in St. Charles. Coming soon.
That's awesome. Yeah. I believe there's also. If it's not this weekend, it's coming up, the Penrose anniversary party.
Yeah.
So that's coming up too. Because I saw them post a picture of mini cans. Oh, man. They got some little cans coming out.
Little cans and mini can revolution is here.
Little Buddy and.
That St. Laurent beer, that marshmallow stout.
Right.
And now. Penrose,
yeah.
Penrose with the mini cans?
Yeah.
Man, they're so cute, man.
I haven't even got any yet. Sad.
I got the St. Laurent ones.
Okay.
Like, man, they're so little. I told you we had to use like the little miniature. They're miniature wine glasses that they give you on whiskey tasting.
Okay.
No more than like 2.5 ounces in these things. Huh. We had to use those for the little can.
Yikes! All right. What about anything else on the event calendar?
No, man. I think that's it, man.
All right. We'll always try to share other things on the Facebook page, things we miss. Be sure to get your tickets for Uppers and Downers. That's coming up in about two weeks.
Yeah, March 30th. Beer and coffee don't make the world go round. They make it go up and down.
Oh, is that the tagline?
That's the tagline.
That's hella good. That was all right. Nice, nice. So grab your tickets at Talia Hall. Two sessions.
Yeah, that is a good beer hunting production.
Nice. Yes. All right. News. We got some breaking news that we saw right as we were setting up for the show.
It's just in, man. It looks like more brewing. The Darlings of Phobab. They gold this year. They won Best in Show 2 years ago.
They lost their boy.
They lost their head brewer, and it looks like Sean the Brewer, Mr. Sean Burns, is announcing that he's starting his own thing, man. He's going solo on that ass, Brad. Right.
Phase 3 Brewing, because this is now his third thing.
Yeah. So more out in Villa Park. Lunar's also in Villa Park, but I think we all just kind of forgot about that when more opened up.
Okay.
Right. And, dude, more, I don't know. I tell you, man, this guy, Sean the Brewer, man, so it looks like he started at Ram in Ramschaumburg, and like you said, at more. I've never, like the whole time we've been doing this, I've never seen anybody like, just have the kind of buzz, like a one dude have the kind of buzz that this guy's had around his beers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a microphone will post on their feeds that they really tried to get him and they were pissed that they couldn't. And, you know, like as they're making a beer with him, like, man, we really wanted to get this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Right? And all the lines you see at Moore, you saw at Ramschaumburg.
Damn, okay.
You know, so it's like, and then, you know.
So he's has a cult.
He personally has a cult following in a way that, you know, I don't know if a whole lot of folks have. Recently. Okay. I mean, we know the Walking Giants, right? We know Crowley. We know, you know, John Cutler.
Yeah.
Right, you know.
Even Gabriel and
even Gabe and those Matt guys. Yeah. Even the Half Acre guys, like, you know certain crews, but like just one guy. Like, I think the Phobab beer was in barrels for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Will Turner should have a cult following, but no one can get up at his hours and follow him around on his skateboard.
The legend Will Turner, man. Will Turner's the coolest.
It's more of just a myth.
I tell you one thing that they do, like, I don't know if it's a thing that they learned at Goose, but like Will Turner and Jared from Moody Tongue.
Yeah.
When he was at Goose. First thing I did when we went to FOBAB in Bridgeport, he's like, you got to try these beers. You sit down, you try them all, you know? And then we're hanging out with Will Turner. He's like, what are you drinking? I'm like, I don't know. I'm drinking this one thing. Listen, you got to try these beers. Like, they get in your face and be like, you need to try these beers right the fuck now.
Oh, okay.
I like that. And then it sticks with you because they're good.
Yeah, you know, okay.
It sticks with you, yeah. Oh, but anyway, Sean's leaving Ram. And I'm sorry, he's leaving Moore.
Yeah.
And doing his own thing, Phase 3 Brewing.
Whew,
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Moore. I have never made it to Moore. Mm-hmm. I almost need to go, like, now. Before his beers aren't there, right? That's probably what I need to do.
Yeah, it went beyond the Henna series. I think they had, like, a bunch of really cool IPA releases. But really, Henna is really what was really their thing. And then I think he was doing that beer in a variant or two at Ram.
Okay.
I think that's like the same vibe, the same types of beers, basically.
Okay.
That he was really hanging his hat on. Yeah.
Maybe that's my trip this weekend more to have one before Sean leaves for Phase 3.
Man, I will say, like, you know, not that I'm a big fan of waiting in lines, but, you know, like the day before, opening ceremony, Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Mm-hmm.
That morning, I got up at like 6 a.m. and hung out in the line and more.
Right.
It was not like in most locations. It's like they got this brewery next to what's called the Great American Trail. It's like a decommissioned like railroad that they turn into like a nature trail.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got folks walking their dog and, you know, you got early morning joggers. And then you're in the middle of nature. You know, there's grass, there's rocks,
sure.
There's all these fucking trees. It's really cool. it's a really cool scene out there when they do their bottle releases, so. I wonder how this affects everything. We shall see.
Yeah. So keep a lookout for that. He announced it. I don't know. I'm sure him announcing it means he's probably already put in his notice at Moore. Who knows how far along Phase 3 is. We don't know where it's at. It'll probably be in the suburbs. I don't know. Lots of questions now. I think there's more questions than answers at this point. But that's a big news story for Chicago right now.
Yeah, for sure. One of the brewers at Brickstone, Alex Lovingood, he's starting his own podcast, man. It's an industry podcast about food, beer, and spirits.
What? He's challenging us?
We don't really talk about spirits and food, but yeah. It's called The Maker and Me. Yeah, and we always talk about him being kind of like the de facto face of Brickstone, right? Because the guys that run it are kind of like in the cut, and he's kind
of... I thought Josh is the de facto face.
I'll tell you, the only reason
Josh is the hype man.
Oh man, that's like flavor, like what, Flavor Flav?
Yeah, that's Josh. He doesn't listen, so.
Flavor Flav, Brickstone Brewing.
It's Josh
Rather from the Kankakee Journal.
Rather than a clock, he just comes in with gold cans of Brickstone.
He's you know, he got out. We talked about Gilbert Hunting. You know, they went down into the story on Brickstone. The Hop Review went down there. I went down there. He's getting like. I feel like every time he comes to the city, when he leaves, somebody from the city is going down to like do a story on Brickstone.
Right.
Yeah. They're head brewers starting a podcast.
It's called, what's it called? The Maker in Me?
The Maker in Me.
Maker in Me. So check that out. Check it out. There'll be a link. We'll include a link in the show notes. We'll link it up on our Facebook page too.
Yeah, man. Let's see. Temperance up in Evanston, they announced their Out of Space series. It's basically a series of concerts that take place in their... in the parking lot at Temperance.
Okay.
Right? I saw the Slick Rick the Ruler.
Right.
On a rainy summer night. And I knew every word, every song. It was great.
Damn.
It was really good. This one is June, right? June 20th through the 23rd. Diggable Planets, Toots and the Molotovs, Liz Phair, and Yo La Tango. Yeah.
Liz Phair seems like perfect for Evanston.
Yeah, you got a little...
That seems like Evanston. Like, I don't know if you gave one more perfect than Liz Phair for Evanston.
I might go see Toots and the My Towels.
Okay.
They're on a couple of my playlists.
Nice. Yeah.
Let's see. What else? Oh, finally in news, Goose Island Style Fest was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it looks like the good folks at Corridor won with an Imperial Stout called Smiling Shadows. Imperial Stout, like I need to say that.
Okay.
It was Dark Matter Coffee, Coconut, and Maple.
All right, and then you tried this. We weren't invited to Stout Fest.
Shunned.
Even though here we are rocking 312 hat.
Rocking the 312 brim. you know, official.
We can't even get an invite to Stoutfest.
Motherfuckers. I swear to God, these fucking Goose Island people, I don't know what to do.
But you tried this Corridor beer.
Yeah. I tried Smile of Stars. There's actually like that.
You snuck in the back. Just had this. Like, give me the winner. I'm not invited.
Threw the hoodie on. Threw the shades on. Hey, they so this was one of two variants. The other one had like cinnamon and something else. And then, but then there was the base beer. So I tried the base beer and I tried this variant at Corridor.
Okay.
Like, last night. Yeah.
Is it going to rival their haze?
I actually like the base version better than this one that won. Like when I had them back to back, I was like, actually the base. With a little more roast, you know, and just kind of like natural stout chocolate vibe.
Okay.
Was a little better for me. It was a little bit better than that forest kind of maple syrup and coffee thing going.
Okay.
Although the coffee's real nice in the variant. For me, it was just too much. It was just too sweet. It was too viscous.
Okay.
So I like the OG myself. But
last year, was it more that won, or was it Little Beaver?
Right. I want to say it was Little Beaver's breakout party because everyone left talking about Little Beaver. So maybe Little Beaver won.
That might have been 2 years. I forget. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't remember.
The votes are by the people.
Yeah. So Stoutfest is.
There's two
options, right? There's a popular vote, and then there's something called the Brewer's Choice. So Cruz Blanc actually won the Brewer's Choice.
Oh, okay. For what?
I don't know.
For one of their beers.
They won the Brewer's Choice for one of their beers, Brad. What do you think they won it for?
One of their stouts, of course.
They won the Brewer's Choice for one of their stouts, man.
All right. Fair enough. That's probably a good choice.
I don't know what they
won. No, that's fine. All right. So, cool. Stoutfest. I saw Zoller was there. He was posting some pictures. Looked like a good time. Nice. All right. Is that all our news?
That's it for news, man.
All right, we should get out of here. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, we've mentioned it many a times. Check that out. We're always posting those good-looking beer porn pictures.
Sexy.
Yeah. So give us a like, follow there. Facebook, share another links, posting other videos, the YouTube channel as well. There's always a video version of the podcast and our other beer reviews. We got some dark secret stuff posting, something from Rolling Meadows Brewery.
The last one we did was really cool. Yeah, it's from a brewery I'd never heard of in Downstate, and it was great.
Yeah, their coffee break, so look for that. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.